Hello, everyone, and welcome to Evil Laugh Gaming. This is a podcast. It's been about 2 years since the last episode, and probably because I don't think I was ready to do a podcast solo at the time. I've grown a lot as a creator over these past 2 years, and a lot more comfortable, like, doing this sort of format by myself, which is, was a little bit intimidating, really, because, I mean, even though I've done a Let's Play for, God, it's been years now, it's still, like, it's different just talking into the void, essentially, because when I'm doing my Let's Plays, like, I have a game to back me up, but, you know, this is literally just me now, so, here we go. On the channel right now, we are getting real close to finishing up with Zelda. And I've been playing this game now for 6 months at this point, and it has been a journey. My editing skills have grown drastically playing this game, which is one of the things I really wanted to work on, because the next game on the agenda is Skyrim, which is another huge open world game. And those, again, they intimidated me like at first because they're just huge open world games. And previously, like, I did more like RPGs that I could like rely on the text for basically to to fall back on it in case I just didn't know what to say next. With Skyrim, that is also going to be another one of the blind runs for the channel. And I also got a few other, the podcast, like, you know, like we're doing now, is one of the things I wanted to start doing. And basically giving another place for me to connect with my audience. Because I don't really rant about things, like, in my Let's Plays. I like to focus entirely on the game and just, you know, my thought process and just, you know, reacting to what's happening versus like a lot of other Let's Players will like talk about their lives and stuff like that. And that's just not my style. Like, I feel doing this will be a lot better for just how I present myself and, you know, just the flow of how we do things. And then also, I'm planning a second channel, kind of like a TLDR version of the Evil Laugh Gaming, because not everyone has time to sit down and watch me play Zelda for 80 plus episodes. So I'm going to start another channel called Game Journal, and that'll just be essentially condensed one episode per like game, essentially, like me recapping the story of me playing through the game. So we'll see how that works out. That's another one of those things where it's going to push me in my editing, and like I'm going to have to write a script, which is something I have avoided doing for forever, because I am horrible, horrible at writing. English was my worst subject in school for forever. Like, I don't know how I pulled it off, but I somehow got an A in college. But I think that's because it was a community college and they were not expecting much. But, besides those things, we got, in anime, started watching JoJo again, season 3. I've already seen seasons 1 and 2, and I really enjoyed them. Yeah. I swore I would never watch JoJo for the longest time, and then just randomly I was like, I'm gonna get drunk and watch JoJo. And I don't regret that decision. It it was awesome, and now I get all the random JoJo references that that happened in other animes, because they make JoJo references and I get them now. But yeah, season three was a Diamond is Unbreakable. I'm on episode 5 as of this recording, and I'm really liking the setup. I still do not care for the art style change. I do not. It's weird to me. But the story, I'm digging the mystery, and it's a lot of fun. But just knowing the background, like, every season builds on itself, right? Because, like, the powers, how the stands work, how the power system, and just the character history of the JoJo's versus Dio lineage, it makes watching it from the beginning more worth it. But I get why people like skip to season 2, just because season 2 is so much better than season 1. But you know, that's what it is. Let's see, another thing I've been working on is I've been trying to get into trying to get back into shape. Next year, I will be turning 35, and I want to be in the best shape of my life. So one of the first things is getting back down to my high school weight, which is 190. I'm currently at 209, so we're not too far off, but I want to be able to go to the next con, Phoenix Fan Fusion, which is in January. And I want to be able to show off my chest tattoo, which is the fairy tale emblem. I have it in the same place as Gray Foolbuster. So I want to have a six pack. I want my chest to be looking good. So, you know, not trying to get crazy, but I want to feel comfortable with my shirt off at a public place like that. And, you know, and a place where people would appreciate that tattoo. So that is a goal that we are trying to work toward. I've been doing essentially a modified One Punch Man workout, where I'm doing the 100 push-ups, 100 squats, 100 sit-ups, but I've also added in 50 chin-ups or pull-ups, whatever I'm feeling that day. But just so that way there's a pull exercise, because a lot of the YouTube fitness experts who critique the One Punch Man workout, they're like, it's missing a pull exercise. It's the biggest flaw of it. They're like, yeah, it's a great beginner workout, and you know, I'm not in the same shape I once was, so getting back into that. And on top of that, I enjoy doing the calisthenics side of working. I don't care for moving iron plates around a lot. Like, I like moving my body more. Like, was it the Bioneer? It's like, it's more helpful in today's society to be able to move moderate weight a lot of times versus one weight, you know, a big heavy weight once. So, and especially since my job is very physical. I work in a restaurant, and I'm starting to feel my age, and I need to be able to keep up with these kids who are, you know, some of them are 10, 15 years younger than I am. Oh, God, that hurt to say. God. But yeah, so got to be getting in shape. And along with that is I've switched to a low-carb diet. And that's been interesting, because normally, like, I have a degree in culinary arts, and like Italian and Japanese foods are some of my biggest influences. So I love the pastas and the rice and noodles and noodle soups and all that good stuff. But yeah, I'll just low carb apparently seems to be the way to lose weight quicker, and it's been working, so I can't. It sucks sometimes, but it's working, so I can't argue against it. But you know, there you go. During this whole time, I've been farming up the I've been on a quest for Zelda, and I have to gather 50 wood for Tarrytown, which that's been a fun side quest. Trying to, you have to go around the map and find specific people whose name ends in sun, and then also gather an annoyingly large amount of wood, which is what I've been doing this whole podcast, is just basically deforesting this whole a forest near the village. These poor trees. But yeah, back to games. Along with Skyrim, I'm trying to figure out some other games to play with it. I've been thinking about playing like some smaller like indie games, just some smaller games, for because I like having my schedule being like the main game being on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I really like that schedule for a main game. And then I'm thinking I could do like a Tuesday, Friday for the other one, and then Thursday, Sunday for a third game, maybe. I don't know. Because I was doing a Pokemon Nuzlocke on Sundays, and that I was really pushing myself with my editing and making the animations and including voiceovers and all the stuff I do not normally do for my Let's Plays, and it looked really good, and I was very happy with it, but it is super time consuming, and I understand why bigger YouTubers hire an editor, and why editors in general get paid a large amount of money, because it is a lot of work for your average person, such as myself. And I think I just need like more variety on the channel. Cause as great as doing like one game on the channel is, I've noticed there's a fall off essentially of viewers. Cause not everyone's gonna sit through, you know, an 80 episode Let's Play. Which again harkens back to the second channel of the condensed versions of them. But I also figure with running two or three games at once, I can start chipping away at my game library, and also like maybe be able to have more games done, especially if I make like Skyrim is going to be the main one, and then do shorter, like maybe like a few platformers or stuff that I know that's not going to take, you know, a year to complete the way I play games. Because again, with Zelda, you know, we're on episode 82, 83, and more than half the episodes are over an hour long, or about an hour long. But yeah, I think we'll call this here. I have deforested an entire forest now, and I have gathered actually double the amount of wood required, because I was just ranting and collecting wood this whole time. So of the 50 I needed, I gathered 110. So yeah, cool. Thanks for listening. We're gonna keep doing this. We're gonna figure out how our format's gonna work in the future and, you know, go from there. Thanks for listening.